sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my sweet friend, Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind the Sfas Emes Shiurim. We are going to be learning Nyanei Sukkos B'Siyata Dishmaya. How appropriate. It's Sukkos. And we're going to start with the Sfas Emes in Tuf Reish Mem Tes in his Mamaram on Sukkos, Bivor Maschil HaGimel Regalim. In Parshas Matos in the Medrash in Bemidra Rabbah of Beis, it says, Gimel Matanos Nivra Bal, there are three gifts created in the world. Zachav Achas Mehem Natal Chemdas Kol HaOlam. If you're Zach in one of them, you merit having one of them, you take all the pleasures of the world. Zachav Achachma, Zachav Achol, if a person Zachim with to wisdom, if he merits wisdom, he merits everything. If he merits Gevura, strength, he merits everything. Zachav Oisher, Zachav Achol. If he's Zach in wealth, he's Zach in everything. He must say, when is this? At a time, Bisman, Shein Matan Shemayim, Ubos Bekoch HaTorah, if these are gifts from heaven, and they come with the Koach of the Torah, the Sfas Emes explains that the three regalim correspond to these three gifts. The three regalim we celebrate on the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in us, and on the gift that he gave us. And it's going to correspond, as Sfas Emes often does. He takes a pasuk and he says A corresponds to this, and B corresponds to this, and C corresponds to this. He does that very often, and this is what he does here in this mimer as well. So the Rebbe says, "Hagimel regalim him gimel amudim." The three regalim are the three pillars. The gimel atanas tovus shenasan Hashem yisbarach l'vnei Yisrael, and the three gifts that Hashem gave to the Jewish people. Apima shekasuv medrash matos gimel atanas tovus ba'olam zochah bechad and zochah b'kol bizman shehin me Hashem yisbarach l'vnei mikoach haTorah. So if one is zochah, and one of them is zochah in everything when they're from Hashem, and they come mikoach haTorah b'chachma gvura va'osher, wisdom, strength, and wealth. V'hu gvura hakovesh yitzro uchaga matzis. What's Pesach? Pesach is we're overpowering the Yetzer Hara, Chagamatzos. Kovesh Yisrael, one who conquers his inclinations, his desires. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt Miyad Chazaka with a strong hand, and he gave us the Koach to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Bezeos Man Chirusein, when that's the time of freedom. Who are we free from? Free, Al Pi Chasidus, not only from the Egyptians, but from the Kochos Hara in Egypt, Egypt's Zervas Haaretz, we're free from the Yetzer Hara, and that's why the Chametz has no leaven, nothing blowing it up, just what you see is what you get, simple flour and water, flat, no Yetzer Hara, no fluff. Number two, so that's Gevura, that's one gift, Matan Torah, Gevura over the Yetzer Hara, Matan Torah, Seinu, Hi Chochma, Haloi Min Mikol Adam. Next comes Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations, and he offered the Torah to the nations, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they refused, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave it to us. Chachma, that's the wisdom of Matan Torah. Matan Torah Seni, Chachma Alomid Mikol Adam, Chachma that you learn from everybody. Ezu Chachma Alomid Mikol Adam, like we learn in the Mishnah. Who's a wise man? Somebody who learns from everybody. And the Jewish people were zoche to take out the portions of wisdom that were unique for the nations. And that's what it means that in the pasuk, when it says that he went to Harparan, Sair, places of the Goyim. So when they refused to receive the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nachal Es Goyim. Koach Masav Higid Lam Alas Islam Nachal Es Goyim. So we have the Nachal of these nations, their wisdom. So we have them, and we have Chachma. See, B'chlal, Jews have all the wisdoms of the world. We have great Tamid Chachamim, but many of those great Tamid Chachamim are also great in secular wisdoms. And today, if I'm not mistaken, is the Yahrzeit of the Gra, who was especially famous for his wisdom in mathematics. They say that he invented a new mathematical theorem, and he was a math genius. So, and Bechlal, and I don't know it's like that anymore. I assume it still is. When I was a kid, you go to Bronx Science or Stuyvesant or these really, higher level high schools. It's usually the Jewish kids who are winning the science contests and going to MIT. Today, a lot of times it's Asian kids, but that's because all the Jewish kids are busy in yeshiva learning Torah. But even within Torah, you have a lot of chachma within Torah. In order to understand Kalayim, you need to know botany. In order to understand parts of Nyanei Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you need to know astronomy. So there's a lot of Chachma and Torah. Okay, so that's Chachma and Torah. Sukkos, what's the next one? We have the Sukkos, where Mahal Tiet, we're holding now. Sukkos was Mansim Chaseinu, Vu Ezu Ashir Samech Bechelko. Sukkos is the time of our Simcha, and that is Ezu Ashir, who is a wealthy man, has Sameach Bechelko, somebody who is happy with his portion. Zeo Simen, this is Chag Asif, when we gather in all of our fruits. Chag Zman Simcha Seinu, time of our Simcha. What's the definition of a happy person? Somebody who's Sameach Bechelko. Zeo Simen Hashiris, Kish Sameach Bezeh Shehizmin La Hashem Yisbarach. This is a sign of wealth, when you're happy with what God gave you. Lachain Chag Asif Zman Simcha Levnei Yisrael, and therefore the holiday of gathering in the fruits is a time of Simcha, Shem Smechim Bechelkom. We're so happy with our portion, Hein Rav, Hein Ma'at. So some people have, Baruch Hashem, $3 million house and 3 or 4 cars in the driveway, and tennis court, a big mikvah they call in America a swimming pool, and they have a bigger chalek. And some people have a pashut small apartments in a lower class neighborhood they call today, and he's also sameach. Everybody's sameach with their chalek, and they're all rich. Why? Because what's a rich person? What's a poor person? Somebody who's lacking. What's a rich person? Somebody who lacks nothing. So Mimela, it doesn't matter how much money you have, as long as you lack nothing, you're happy with what you have. You're a rich person. And Hashem gave us these three things: Chachma, Gvura, and Oisher, Bekoach, the Torah, and the mitzvahs of the three regalim, Hainashe called Sarcha, Bnei Yisrael, Bain, Bekoach HaTorah, Kanal, Bemedrash. All the needs of the Jewish people come Bekoach HaTorah. As it says in the Medrash that we quoted, Chikain Ksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyahu, that Al Yishalel Chacham Chachmaso, that a person shouldn't take excessive pride in his wisdom or in his wealth or in his power, rather that we know God. In other words, these three gifts, it says in the Pasuk, Haskel v'yadoya osi. What's this yadoa? Miloshin yadia. Yadia is intimate knowledge. Adam Yadas Chava Ishto. So once you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have everything. So we're not just Smechim B'Chalkeinu, we're happy with what we have. So this is Man Simcha Seinu, but it's more than that. We're happy that we have the Koach to be Smech B'Chalkeinu. We're happy that we have the Koach HaTorah. We know that it's not coming from us, that it's a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom. So once it's a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom, you know that you have everything. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim gives you everything you need. Sha'asa li kol tzarki, we say every morning. That Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all of my needs. Everything I have, I need. And everything I need not to have, I don't have. So this pasuk that the Sfasemis alludes to is talking about these three matanos. And we all know Haskel v'yadoa osi, that we're miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Moados, and thereby we know that all the gifts are coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. How wonderfully beautiful is that? Okay, so then we're connecting to the source of all wisdom, the source of all power, and the source of all wealth. We move on now to Sfasemis in the year Taf Reish Nin Dalet. Ksiv Laman Yedu Doroseichem Kivesukos Hoshavti. Says that in order that your generation should know that in Sukkos I placed you. That's the explanation for the holiday of Sukkos. So it's not a lashon of Zikaron, it's a lashon of Yediya. Not a lashon of Zikaron, a lashon of Yediya. Yediya is a much deeper experience than Zikaron. Zikaron, you have a memory. But Yediyah, again, is Miloshen Adam knew his wife. It's a much more intimate connection. Tveikus. So what's this idea that we have every year when we go into the Sukkah, the Zohar Kaddish, Parshas Pinchas says that when the Jewish people took the Jews out of Egypt, the original Kavanah was that they should be like angels. We're called Tzvos Hashem. We were supposed to be like these, like Malachi Tzvos, like these heavenly angels, like Adam Rishon before the sin. And Hashem gave us the Luchas, Charis al Luchos, Hatiki Charis al Cheris, Ein Ben Choron al Misha Oisek, the Talmud Torah. We're supposed to be free from the Yetzirah, Cheris Gemur mi Yetzirah. That was the original plan. V'lonacham Elokim Derech Eretz, says the Pasuk in Shmos 13:17. It means that he didn't lead us derech eretz in the way of the land. We were supposed to be lemala miderech hateva. In the Zohar it says, and Rashi copies the Zohar, that had the Jews not sinned to the egel, there would have been no Mishkan, no need for the Mishkan. But the Sfasemis here brings the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, that there would have been a Mishkan, but it would have been a much higher Mishkan had the Jews not sinned. The Mishkan would have been made of Eish and would have come down from Shemaim like Bayit Shlishi b'mehera v'yameinu amein. But when the Jewish people sinned at the Egel, they lost their Madrega, their Makabat Luchos Shnius, which were not Maisei Yidei Hashem, they were Maisei Yidei Adam, Psalach HaShnei Luchos Avonim, and there was a Gzeira that they have to live Chai Olam Hazeh, and mitoch Chai Olam Hazeh we become Baalei Tshuva. We're not going to be Malachi Hashem, we're going to be Anshei Basar V'dam that are serving Hashem. So let's see the little bit of the Lashon of Tfasemis inside. Again, Tafresh Nam Dalid. Siv Laman Yedid Ar Sechen Ki Besukas Oshavti Ki Shetzonim Mitzrayim Hayu Ratzoni Sparach Lios Nisalim Kam Allah. And we left Egypt. The will of Hashem was that we would be elevated like angels. Kama Shekasav Yatsu Tzivas Hashem. Kama Shekasav Zohar Kodesh Parashas Pinchas Ki Ratzoni Sparach Lishos Pesof Bnei Sol Brites Beis Mikdash Mishamayim Kama Shiel Oasid. That we were supposed to be like the heavenly hosts of God. And like this says in the Zohar Kaddish, that the Mishkan was supposed to be mamish, like coming down me'esh. Ach shegar mecheta charkach, but the sin prevented this from happening. Kama shekasav medrash b'shalach v'lonicham b'derech eretz, rak lemala min hateva. We weren't taken out b'derech eretz in the way of the land. We were above nature. V'chomashal hayu b'nei Yisrael pam achas. Nishar mitzer rishima ledoros. Whatever happened once, it remains with Doros. Yecholin adei tshuva lachzor lezosa madrega. And through tshuva, we can get back to the madrega. Ki kvar utziu mikolach lapol zosa madrega. He's already had this madrega, so we can come back to it. Through tshuva. Lachain acher yemei tshuva eizech lemadrega rishona. After tshuva, we remember the original madrega, first madrega. We already actualized this madrega, and therefore after the days of tshuva there's a zecher for this first madrega. Vikar sukkis who is karvus elav yisbarach shemo, and the ikar of sukkis is to get close to Hashem. K'ma shekasav temrisem ve'esa eschem l'kam fin yasharm v'avi eschem elai. You saw I took you out on the wings of eagles and I brought you close to me. Ramu chazal sheze yom shebo mi ramses l'sukkos karefai, and this is the day that they went from Ramses to Sukkos in a moment. Sukkah Himalashon, right, that's what it says in the Torah, they came to a place called Sukkah. Sukkah Himalashon, Socha Baruch HaKodesh. Sukkah is a Lashon of seeing Baruch HaKodesh. This is a Medrash, by the way, to Mechilta. Mechilta to Rabbi Shmuel, Parashas Bo, Parashas Yudalit. That they went from Ramses to Sukkos Keheref Ayin. And that's the idea of Sukkos V'avi Eschem Eilai. That we're supposed to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Meislich and Din. Now we leave our Dira, our Dira's Keva, and we go to this Dira's Arai of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not usually the path of this world, but the Sukkos we have a special Kirva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzucha, to leave your Artzius. Leave your earthliness. And that's what it means. Sukkah, Milashon Socha, there were Socha Baruch HaKodesh. Socha means to see. Tzenu Re'ena. Go out and see. Batarash Itrilo Imo Biyom Chasunos Biyom Simchas Libo, which is a remez to Bisa Mikdash Matan Torah, these high madrigas. Vumi Shiyucha Lotze Yachal Lotzis Min Ateva Gashmis Kmashkasa Bavram Lech Lecha Me'artzilcha Sheareka. That's somebody who can leave the Teva, leave the Gashmias, and that's what it says about Avram Avinu. Lech Lecha Me'artzilcha, go out from your land, Asher Areka, that I will show you. Vizim Zorakal Shibachoyim Achwizim Rakiya Shavol Lekabla B'nei Melech V'sitracha Arkis. That every day there's a Hachwaz and Rakiya, there's an announcement that you should come and be Makabel Pnei Melech, and the Sitrach, or the dark side, runs away. V'zemet is Sukkah, same with Yeran's Kevin, that's the idea of Sukkah. Leave your permanent dwellings and come into this godly place. V'lechein achar seres me'tshuva Sukkah, who has simen mishinita v'yatze zakah mishpat l'chelik mitzvah Sukkah. So that's the simen, somebody who is tor, and they were zakai b'mishpat, they were justified in din, they came out innocent, they came out not only innocent, but righteous. Imagine if the judge doesn't just say to the criminal, you're innocent. He says to the judge, the criminal, you were right all along. Wow. So that's sukkahs. So yesh lo chelik b'mitzvah sukkah. Such a person has a portion of mitzvah sukkah. V'chein isa, and so too it says, ki la'asi yidinasa kadosh baruch hu umetz mitzvah sukkah. It says in the Gemara that Hashem will test the umos, the nations, by giving them the mitzvah sukkah. He's going to take the sun out of its sheath, motzi charm and artika, and they're going to kick it to sukkah. Hainu shemishan yachol lotzeis mimasar atev, and yachol istakel v'hiris elyon. Somebody who can't go out of this, the bindings, the jail of nature, can't look at the divine clarity. And sukkahs were on that madriga, but they almost all of them are not. And those who are zocha, they will fulfill in them the pasuk that a sun and a shield is God. So the ikar of sukkah is to be metaken the neshamos of the Jewish people, like the Gemara says on the pasuk, call Ezrach be Yisrael Yeshu basukis. So call Yisrael Ruim Leshev basukachas. All the citizens of the Jewish people, all the Jews, whether you have a Tudat Zahud or not, you don't need the Israeli identity card. As long as you're Jewish, you're right to sit in the sukkah. How is that possible? Can't nafshas krovim, because we're all so close, the souls are close to each other. So sukkah fixes our souls. Lulav uminav utikan agufos, and lulav the arba minim fix our bodies. V'lachen yesh bem kama minim kedis v'medvish mishesh lotam ureach, and therefore there are different types of meaning. Meaning there are different types of meaning. Different types of minim also. So you have those with like the esrog with smell and taste. So that's Torah and mitzvahs, and then you have just smell, then you have just taste, and then you have neither. All four minim. So what we have to do is all different types of Jews. Jews who keep, Jews who keep less, Jews who keep more, Jews with longer beards, Jews with shorter beards, Jews with longer skirts, and Jews with skirts that Mirat Hashem will get longer. So all types of Jews are all going to get together with Sichem Lesachid Baguda Achas. They're going to be Mesachid, like we say in the Amna Raim Tefillah, Baguda Achas. So interesting, we daven all the Amna Raim. V'yasu Kulam Aguda Achas Lasas Etzoncha B'Lev of Shalem, and then we take the Arba Minim, Mamish Baguda Achas, and we do the Ratzon of Hashem V'nanuim, the nanuim is the expression, like it says in the halacha and Sifrei Machshava of Simcha. We're so sameach now that we're dancing in front of Hashem. V'lachin Shabbos ain't tzarech b'lulav. Why in Shabbos don't we need lulav? Ah, you're going to tell me the Gemara says because you're going to carry. Okay, but how are you mevatel? Because one Jew somewhere might carry. How are you mevatel all of Kal Yisrael from keeping this great mitzvah? You can be mevatel everything. Don't eat cooked food on Shabbos, lest a Jew come to cook. The answer is it's that, but it's also you don't need lulav on Shabbos. In the Pnimius Sinyanim, Ki Yoma Dinishmasim Belav Degufa. It's a day of souls. Since the Arba Minim are here to be attacking the bodies, you don't need that on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of the souls. You don't need the tikkun of the bodies. Only during the week we take the Arba Minim, which is the tikkun of the body. So very beautiful maimer in the Sfasemes, and V'siyata Dishmaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yiten Lano Et Hakoach V'et Hamoach, and the means to do so, financial, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And the Mirat Hashem, we will have many, many more shiurim in this Bas Emes. I would like to tell the story of Rav Hutner Zatzal, who once quoted a Torah, and he said a Torah, and one of his Talmidim said, "Rebbe, Rosh Hashivat, Shtei Tshinin Tzvas Emes." It already says that in Tzvas Emes. So the Rav Hutner said, "Vos Shtei Nishtin Tzvas Emes." What doesn't it say in Tzvas Emes? Tzvas Emes has everything, but Siyata Dishmaya, so we're zocha to learn it together, and we have a lot more to do. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.